David Bowes in for Dory Monson here on 97.3 Cairo FM. President Trump gave a speech on his administration's pro-environmental accomplishments. And a lot of people met that speech with skepticism. But it hasn't gotten a lot of attention in the news and headlines, I think, because so many other things have happened of late. Yet Todd Myers of the Washington Policy Center was actually on hand to witness the event. Todd joins us now on the line. Todd, thanks so much for making the time.
Yeah, happy to do it.
Now, I know, Todd, that you've been a skeptic, I should say, of the administration on many things. I should point that out. But so how did it end up that you were at the White House environmental speech?
Well, there's a number of us who have been working on market-based environmental policy for some time, trying to find ways to help the environment. A lot of our existing approaches are very government heavy, and they don't work out because they work against people rather than with them. And we think that there's a lot of can help the environment that work with the economy, work with personal freedom. So having worked on this for some time, we got invitations to be there to hear what the president had to say about doing some things to help the environment. And there were a couple of things I thought were really excellent.
I always think that first of all, I think when the White House calls and wants some information, whether it's directly to the president or the president's staff, I think, regardless of who is in the administration, it's important to go and share that information. But there's also this habit, I think, in policy now where people, whatever side you're on, if your side's in office, everything's great. If the other side's in office, everything's bad. And the critics of Trump point and say, well, this guy hates the environment, everything's awful, everything's horrible. But you're pointing out that not everything is. What are some of the examples you can give? What are some of the things the federal government is currently doing correct?
Yeah, I think if we want to help the environment or anything, but especially the environment, you have to get ideas from all places. And there is this weird sort of enforced narrow-mindedness that goes on right now, which is you spoke to somebody I disagree with, therefore I'm writing you off, which I think is really counterproductive for the environment. One of the issues that he talked about that I particularly liked was a part of the new U.S.-Mexico Canada free trade agreement that works collaboratively to fight plastic in the ocean. And the particular issue is that most of the plastic pollution in the ocean doesn't come from the United States, Mexico, and Canada. It comes from overseas. It comes from Southeast Asia. And so working together to help developing countries with the technology and efforts to reduce plastic pollution in the ocean is the best way to do it. Trade can be a really powerful tool to help what is a global problem. And ironically, I disagree with the president on a lot of the trade issues. And in fact, he agrees far more with folks on the left like Pramila Jayapal about trade than he does me. And yet on this, I thought he was fantastic and spot on in recognizing the value of trade and collaboration could be to address what is really a serious problem.
How would that work? Would there be some kind of a mandate in order to conduct trade here with the U.S., or is this strictly a this is what we prefer educational kind of campaign?
Well, I think one of the biggest things that you see is that we develop technology. Wealthy countries develop technology and approaches to reducing pollution. And then you can trade that technology and share those approaches and technology with other countries that are developing. And that's, I think, what we're talking about is trading technology and other ways to reduce plastic that gets in the water. There is actually a great organization outside of this, separate from the Trump administration proposal in Vancouver, BC, that is helping people in developing countries collect plastic and then is selling that recovered plastic before it gets into the ocean, or even if it's been in the ocean, to SC Johnson. And next year, if you buy a Windex bottle, it will be made with this. So that's a great market approach to recovering plastic, keeping it out of the ocean, and turning it into something that is economically sustainable. So that was the approach. But I thought that the president's focus on plastic ocean pollution was really fantastic, and I thought his approach was good.
It'll be interesting to see if, you know, right now plastic bag banning campaigns, grocery plastic bag banning campaigns, tend to get a lot of highlight as far as, hey, this is going to save the ocean from plastic pollution. It's for saving the salmon, saving the orca. It'll be interesting to see if there's any comparison to this other, say, less accessible, less local policy. That it sounds to me like you're saying, hey, this one will actually make a big difference. And I know that you've said in the past, plastic bag ban is a total waste of time and might even be a net detriment to the environment.
Yeah, that's right, because you're focusing on where the problem is. The problem is not on the United States. Sri Lanka, you know, an island country off of India in the Indian Ocean, puts about four times as much plastic into the ocean as the entire United States. Banning plastic bags or straws here feels good, but doesn't do very much because plastic just doesn't get into the water from the United States. We need to focus our efforts overseas where it makes a difference, and using trade agreements to do that, I think, is really a great approach.
Were there any other federal highlights that that caught your attention or that you wanted to point out?
Yeah, he talked also a lot about improving forest health and using thinning and forest management to restore the health of our forests so that they are not fire prone. This is something when I worked at the Washington Department of Natural Resources 15 years ago, we tried to highlight, talked about the need to thin forests. At that time, the environmental community was very resistant, was very opposed to doing those sorts of things. Today, if there is a scientific consensus, it's a consensus that we need to do this. Commissioner of Public Lands Hillary Frons here in Washington State is very committed to this. Even Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, has talked about the need to thin forests and has actually removed some of the regulatory barriers to forestry in California to get this done. The president talked about that as well, and he's committed it. And I know the former state forester of Washington State, Vicki Christensen, who is now the head of the U.S. Forest Service in the Trump administration, talks about this. So this is an area of real bipartisan scientific consensus, and he talked about that quite a bit. So I was pleased to hear that as well.
Is there any holdup to that? I mean, I would think that that would be one of the things, particularly with everybody noticing, you know, wildfires on the increase. People tend to say, hey, look, they forget that the forests as we know them now, you know, they're not that crowded because of nature. They're that crowded because of past forest practices. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of big problems. One is because we have attacked forestry in the Pacific Northwest, we don't have the forestry infrastructure that we once did with mills and other things like that. So even if you wanted to go and harvest these trees, where would you take them? Where are the mills that you could take them to? You know, truck them hundreds and hundreds of miles to a mill, which makes it very expensive. The trees themselves, because many of them are either small or they're degraded because of bug infestation, don't have a lot of high value anyway. So that's a problem. The problem is simply the infrastructure. And because the value of the trees is low, it will take investment. You can't just get back the money from the harvest. You have to actually spend money in the hope that in the future that you will be able to have trees that are more healthy that you can harvest and recover some money. But in the short term, it's going to cost money. So that's a problem both at the state and federal level.
I don't mean to put you on the spot, but is there one place where the federal government is making a big error that you would like to see a change in policy, something that they're overlooking that right away you'd say, you know, there'd be a much better environmental impact if we did things this way?
I think I was very pleased that they had this event. There was a lot of the cabinet, most of the cabinet was in the room there with us. So obviously it was important. It was something that they wanted to send a message about. The only worry that I have is that this is more of the frustration I have on both sides of the aisle with environmental policies, that it is more about sending signals to their supporters rather than a real commitment to policy. I was happy to see the people in the room. I hope that the administration continues to focus on this. There are lots of good conservative, market-based environmental solutions that are far superior to the failures that we've seen in Washington State and other government places where we have government-heavy approaches. So the only worry that I have is that we need to continue this, that we need to keep our focus here, continue to talk about this, continue these efforts. There are going to be plenty on the left who won't agree. There'll be plenty of other skeptical, but the way to deal with that skepticism is to keep at it, to show some real results. And that's the only thing that I walked away with, hoping that this would be continue and not a one-off.
So no virtue signaling, actual commitment to policy. Todd Myers, the Washington Policy Center. As always, great to talk to you, my friend. Thanks so much. David Bowes in for Dory Monson here on 97.3 Cairo FM.